This week, the European Commission said it was going to cut substantially the Czech Republic's greenhouse gas emissions quota. The news has the Czech industrial sector up in arms, and there have been reports that electricity bills will rise. The government is now considering whether to fight the decision in a European court. But does the Czech Republic really need a higher quota? Daniela Lazareva has the story.
The system of allotted national emission quotas, under which polluters can buy and sell unused credits, are supposed to help the EU cut carbon dioxide emissions under the Kyoto Protocol. However, in recent years, the system has taken a beating because member states have been allotted more permits than needed, undermining the value of credits on the market. The European Commission has now moved to correct this, slashing nearly every country's proposed allocation figures. The Czech Republic asked to be allowed to produce 102 million tons of emissions annually, but was only allotted 86.6 million tons. Industry Minister Martin Riemann says the Czech Republic was discriminated against.
To číslo pro Českou republiku není dobrá zpráva a...
This allocation figure is not good news for the Czech Republic, and compared to what other EU member states have been allotted, I would say that the Czech Republic did not get a fair deal.
Minister Riemann will urge the Czech government to take action, either by suing the European Commission in a European court or at least agreeing on a joint policy with Poland, which was also disappointed with its allocation. Although the Czech Republic has never actually produced 100 million tons of carbon dioxide emissions in the past, the industry minister claims the figure is realistic due to the country's booming economy and projected 8-9% growth rate. Environmental activist Wojciech Kotecký claims that this argument is simply not valid.
When you look at Czech statistics over the last 10 years, there is apparently no link between GDP, economic growth and emissions level. Emissions of carbon dioxide have stagnated in the Czech Republic over the last 10 years, even though on a high level, while economy has been growing very dynamically.
So you feel that the Czech Republic has actually asked for more than it needs?
Well, definitely, and actually this is a repetition of the story from the first round of emission trading within the European Union, where the Czech Republic asked for very big amount of emissions. It was reduced by the European Commission, and finally the Czech industries, despite all warnings, never achieved the level, even that level, which was allowed and proposed by the European Commission.
And that was environmental activist Wojciech Kotecký, ending that report by Daniela Lazareva.